You know, as I mentioned before, you know, everybody looks at the record, which is, you know, everybody does. We do too. Obviously, that's very disappointing. But I think some of the progress we made, those people that study the game and look at it, you know, can see statistically quite a bit of growth. You know, again, we're not to the point where the statistic on the win-loss record is where we would like it and expect it to be. But you do see progress, and really even on the offensive side of the ball. I know, you know, explosive plays, sometimes, you know, we haven't converted that to points as much. But, you know, we've – for what's happened and some of the things we've had to deal with, I think, you know, I see progress really in both phases. You know, just how your team adapts. You know, I think, you know, the weather conditions, you know, you do that. That's why you have pregame warm-up, you know, from where your field goal limit is to, you know, the type of wind. We saw some wind in New York. It was primarily a crosswind. You know, it was in the high 20s. You know, that affects the ball flight. So just, you know, just adapting to it. You know, whether it was the snow a couple weeks ago with San Fran, you know, when you're standing there watching the quarterback warm up and the guy's catching it, can't catch it, it makes you adjust. So, you know, ball handling. Today, really, you know, if the wind is as flat as it was today, I don't see it really bothering either team very much. You know, I think it's just a race to the heaters, you know, when you come off the field. Well, I've told them I think that macho stuff's all great, but there comes a point where people might question your intelligence.
How long were you guys outside?
Probably about an hour 15. And, you know, we don't have all the same heating elements that you have during the game. You know, those benches are a little bit more sophisticated than the little blow heaters that we use at practice. But, you know, all in all, I think it was a good rehearsal and, you know, guys adapted and, you know, focused pretty well. You know, he brings a lot of wealth of knowledge in that room. I think, you know, on the field as well as in the meeting rooms, I think is beneficial. You know, he's seen a lot of the things, very patient player. You know, so just a lot of experience and obviously a very good player.